We're going to look at the Svasemes on Shnas Tav Reish Lamed Aleph. It's the first Svasemes on Shabbos Tshuva. Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecho Ki Chashalta Ba'avinecho. The Pasuk says, return to God because you have stumbled in your sin. Zenemar L'chol Ish Yisrael. Everybody is considered to be a nichshal, someone who stumbled. Va'af shechata v'hirshia harbe. Even if someone sinned verily, sinned a lot, and did what would warrant that he has the halachic category of rosha, v'hirshia harbe, still, tzarech lahamin, we have to believe. Ki iker nekuda Yisraelis shebay, hibimakayma. We have to know and we have to believe that the Jewish aspect of this person's neshama, is still there. It's bimakayma. And that therefore the person can come back into teshuva, no matter how horrific the averos were. A person has within him, within her, an identity, a important and vital ingredient that can once again become the main ingredient, the master of his whole being. His holy soul can come back to become a pure and powerful holy force for blessed life, because his Nekuda Yisraelis der Pintele Yid Shabai within him, he bimekayma, it's still there. Ukemay Shekasov, as it says in the Gemara, in Saita Ein Adam Oyver Avera El Imkein Nichnas Boy Ruach Shtus. A person does an Avera because of a spirit of foolishness that seizes onto the person, and the person did not fight back sufficiently. The nikra mikshal. That foolishness, if you're not careful, if the Yetzirah doesn't allow us to see it for what it is, and entices us and tells us to move forward, and we fall, we stumble, but that's what it is. It's not that the person is intrinsically evil. It's not that the person is at his root evil, not in Klal Yisrael. That's not us. So therefore, when we stumble, no matter how severely, that's what it is. We have stumbled. But the person can pick himself back up because he has internally a holy identity, a holy ingredient that can become what the person really is all about. V'zeh shekasuv, that's why the Pasuk says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Come back to Hashem Elokecha. Chiyos Eloki, that holy godliness that's alive inside, Sheyesh Bechol Ish Yisrael. Because that's where the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is found. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is found in the holiness that is intrinsically part of each and every one of us, within us. Don't deify and don't trust in that which we create with our hands. Shezeh Iker HaTshuva. That's the mainstay of what tshuva is. Lashuv lehistabek beikur chius eloki sheboy. To find and again to attach oneself to the holiness that is a natural part of who we are, of what each of us is, to bring it out, to nurture it, and to grow that holiness from within, such that it will become the mainstay of who we are, so that it'll inhabit more and more and more of our being. You know, there's a pasuk in Ledavar Hashem Eiri V'Yishi, which in simple pshat indicates to us that that's ultimately how a person does teshuva. That the person comes back to the holiness that is within him or herself. Lecha amar libi, about you, my heart says, bakshu fanoi, search for me. Now, if you're looking, you might think you have to look outside, from without of the person. That's not what the pasuk says. Lecha amar libi bakshu fanoi, look for me as panecha Hashem avakish. I'm looking for you, but I'm looking for you and want to come back to you within me. It is within me. It is part of what I am. It is part of who I am. It is the most powerful part of what I am. And it's that which I'm searching for. It's that which I am looking for. Then he says, "Ulekach b'Shabbos on Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, b'Nakel l'Shuv." It's easiest to come back to Hashem on Shabbos. Ki yesh l'chol habriya aliyah b'Shabbos Kodesh. All of creation has an aliyah, meaning is uplifted and becomes closer to the divine on the holy Shabbos. Kidichsiv. Vayachal elokim v'yom eshvim lachte esheres. Vayishbois b'yom eshvim kom lachte esheres. So what does Vayishbois mean? Hashem rested. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't perform work materially. Af shalei bara b'yegia olamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't work, did not make human kinds of efforts, material efforts, corporeal efforts to create anything. Ra'ak, rather the pasuk means, k'ma shekosfu zichrenim l'bracha, shebechol, everything that happened in the 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The word melacha is mem lamed aleph chaf hey, because everything that is accomplished by Hashem in the melacha asher asa, melachtai asher asa, is through malachim, through forces and powers, shluchim, messengers, v'tzimtzum kocho. It's through that which is what's called tzimtzum, which means that the vast, eternal, inexplicable power that is the Ribbono Shel Olam becomes somewhat concentrated or constricted such that a material matter of some kind starts to take shape. It's
contracted, would that be
a little bit like energy becoming MC squared. It's a little
contracted.
Contraction or tzimtzum means that it becomes pulled together so that it forms and takes a lower kind, a less holy shape and form, something materially created. That was tzimtzum kocho, alidei kama emtzi'iyos, through various means. That's during the Sheish Yisimei Bereishis. Shabbos Kodesh, but on Shabbos Kodesh, no longer is the relationship one with all of these intermediary powers. U'misyachdenu mizdabkin kulam b'sherish elyon. On Shabbos Kodesh, everything that's been created now becomes connected directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And everything we create during the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa also becomes energized and connected on Shabbos in a holy way with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what's symbolized by a woman who waves her hands and then expresses that everything that the week formed and everything that the week accomplished and everything achieved during the week should be brought into the Shabbos, because the Shabbos connects the material to the spiritual, but to Hashem directly. The Isa b'Medrash, the Medrash furthermore says, Ki Or Hagonos l'tzadikim lo nignas ad acher Shabbos Bereishis. The Or Hagonos, the great light, meaning the great truths that were apparent and that filled the earth, were still extant on the first Shabbos. Af shechata, even though Adam had sinned, himlitz Shabbos successfully argued, Shelo yiyya nignaz ad matzai Shabbos. Ayin shom. That's what the Medrash Bereshis Rabbah says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Shabbos Kodesh. That's why when it says Ve'avarach l'kim b'shem ha'shvi, the Medrash says, with what? What was the brach of Yom HaShvi? Or HaGonos was still there. Or HaGonos. The Or, that great truth that could be so known, felt apparent, was present in all of its power and glory for that Shabbos Kodesh. V'hu k'nis k'le'el, as we said before. Shebishabbos yuchal li'yos his galus. There can be revelation of holiness, and a person can know and feel and sense his own holy worth and potential more, and feel it more accurately and more acutely, even though he might be far away. Af l'misha nisrachek, the hisgalus, the fact that there can be this revelation, this sense of upliftment, and the Jew now knows, I am a holy Jew. There is something special about me. I can be better. I can be holy. I can be a spiritually uplifted being. This all becomes possible on Shabbos more so than at any other time, just like the Or HaGanus was there and made Shabbos, therefore, forever a day when it's possible to have this histabkus with the Ribbon Shlom more so than at any other time. More so than on any other day of the week.
The Slonimer once writes that Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos boy Toshuv, which is exactly this idea. But I think we had a shtickle in this Vasanis once. It's almost a reverting back. Shabbos is reverting back to Adam Rishon Kodem Mechet, as evidenced by that first
it's,
Shabbos.
That's why
temporarily, transiently.
Well, that's why when he realized the Kaya Chatshuva, as he heard it over from Kain, he said, Mizmer Shil Yayim HaShabbos. So it's coming back to a Kaddish Baruch Hu that is possible on Shabbos in a way that is much more powerful and that is able to reach into the Nekuda HaPnimis, Ki Miskale Nekuda HaPnimius Shegnuza B'chol Ish Yisrael. On Shabbos, there's a Pintalayid that is able to be accessed and that presents itself more on Shabbos than at any other time. There's a light that's prepared, planted, as it were, for the tzaddik. That's why we start Yom Kippur with the pasuk Or Zarua LaTzaddik L'Yisrael Le'ev Simcha. And we say that because what we're expressing is that there's an Or that is there, and it's Zarua. Now, when you plant Zroim, when you plant vegetables, trees, when you plant something, you put a seed in the ground, you don't see it. It's gone. It's invisible. Not only that, but until it actually, you know, cracks open, germinates, and starts to take root, it would appear to be even decomposing. But that's what that concept of tshuva is all about. You don't see it. And you don't see yourself as capable of it, and you don't see that there is so much holiness and so much potential and so much kedusha inside of you, but it's there. And all you need to do is uncover it. Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva is a time that, because Shabbos is a time when everything is closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that revelation within ourselves, self-revelation, where we can know and feel and be in touch with the holiness within us, it's so much more powerful. It is so much more poignant on Shabbos, especially on Shabbos Shuv. Let's see the next piece. Issa b'Gemara. The Gemara in Seches Yoma says that if a person does tshuva me'ahava, then the zedainos anas and gizichuyos. If a person does tshuva me'yira, then the Zedainos Anas is like Kishkagos, Kan Meira. Then the Zedainos, that which was done intentionally, merely counts as if it was done accidentally, unintentionally, unwittingly. Kan Me'ahava. But if a person does Tshuva Me'ahava, because of the love he has to be with and for Hashem to be with him, then that turns the Averis into Zechuyas. It's almost as if you could say he has benefited from having been a sinner. For he has gained the place closer than he would have had he not sinned. That's why the tzaddikim are not able to be there where the Baal Tshuva can be. V'yesh lahavin, kevan sheshnehem shavu l'makaymam v'sheirosham. If they both have returned, they're both close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma hefresh b'sibo? What difference does it make what the circumstance or cause? Sheba ha-tshuva al-yado? What difference if it came through Ahav, it came through Yira? What is the great difference? Acha emes, the difference is, he says in truth, ki beli ahav yef shaloshuv. Truly returned, repentant, a person, if he's returned to God, if he's repentant, he has to be one with love of Hashem. Otherwise, you're not where a true Baal Tshuva needs to be. So, if a person returns without a hava, then how can he get to where he needs to be? He says, Rak dechsiv, oy haveim nedava. The pasuk says, erpum mishuvasam oy haveim nedava. I'm going to heal them of the source of their backsliding. I'm going to love them with nidava, meaning with that which they don't even deserve, with an unearned love. Upirish Rashizal, Sha'af She'en Ru'uyin Esnadev La'ehoivaisam. Though they're not deserving of it, I give them gratis my love. Hudav Repel. If they're not deserving of love, Ech Shayach Nedava L'Ahava. What does Nedava have to do with Ahava? You have to love someone, something for a reason. If there's no reason, there's no love. What does Ahav Nedava mean? Ivra, but Shegam Alze Yesh Mishpat Umida Bemida. There is justice to this, and it's Mida Bemida. Why? Mishimekar of Atzmai. Someone who wants to come close to Hashem, af she'en yodea eich. He doesn't know how. He doesn't know how to do tshuva. But he wants to. Rak migageya lo shuv l'Hashem. He has a strong, powerful urge to do what Hashem wants, to be with Hashem, and to be in Hashem's good graces once again. Umisnadev atzmai. And now he gives up himself. You see, that's the key here is umisnadev atzmai. He devotes himself fully by saying with all of his might and in all of his earnestness, I want to be a good Jew. I don't know how. I want to make up for all the bad. I don't know how. I want to make it that I'll never ever even think, contemplate to do anything wrong ever again. I don't know how. This person is capable of tshuva, and it's the fact that he is misnadev atzmai, meaning he devotes himself to it and wants it so much. It's very much like that famous story of the simple shepherd boy who comes to shul for the first time, maybe in years, and he doesn't even know how to daven. So what does he do? So he plays, makes a sound on a fife, on a flute, it makes some music, and whereas the typical reaction would be that it's the person's violating Yom Tov, you can't play musical instruments on Yom Tov. But no, you see, this way is how this person is trying to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the expression of giving up everything he can that's beautiful, and everything he can create that's beautiful, and giving it up to Hashem. It's like that story of someone who doesn't know how to daven and comes in and says the Aleph Beis with tremendous kavana. Just says Aleph Beis. He says the Holy Isis, but he wouldn't know how to read them. And the Rebbe remarks and says that person is doing tshuva, that all of us are rising up and our tshuva is coming up on his coattails. K'moy kein, Hashem Yisbarach misnadev la'ahoyv oisai. Just as this person devotes himself to be once again with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's that he wants this because of his awe and fear of God. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu similarly says, I'm going to devote myself to him, and I'm going to give him a hisnadvus of ahava, like he gave me a hisnadvus of his whole being, where it means so much to him, and he devotes himself so fervently to return to me. V'nimsa, so the result is hashav mi yira, Hashem yisbarach mekarvei u'misnadev loy ahava b'liboy. If somebody comes back through yira, the response of the Ribbono shel Olam is to respond by giving this person a gift of some love. By giving this person ahava, that this person will now have ahava Hashem. In other words, the person takes the first step, meyira, but then there grows in him some ahava Hashem too, but that ahava is a gift from God. That his heart starts to manifest ahava Hashem, even though he really only did an act and moved toward God, mitoich yira, the ahava is a gift, and that's a havem nidava. Not only that Hashem loves and loves for gratis, for free, but loves gratis and gives love and implants love and helps move a person toward him, toward Hashem, by putting some characteristics of ahavas Hashem in that person's heart. You start the path with yira. Yira is not enough. A person to really be a Baal Teshuva has to have ahavas Hashem. How can you not be an ayavas Hashem and be a Baal Teshuva? How can you be a person who has returned to God and you don't have a love for God? The answer is, you come mitach yira and Hashem puts and plants a little bit the seeds of ahavas Hashem in you as well. Oyhaveim nedava. Aval misha shav me ahava soy, but someone who has ahava, someone who has ahava Hashem, and that ahava Hashem is the impetus for his tshuva. Hu gadol yaser. Obviously, that's greater because his ahava was of his own being, of his own character, of his own volition. Gam aseres yimei tshuva. V'shabes tshuva hu beis tshuvas hanal haniskarim le'el. The one being during the mei hachol, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have to urge us, provide us with that ahava that is ahavim nedava. B'shabes kodesh ahava, we have more of the ahava naturally on Shabbos kodesh u'b'chol mehira. And in the chol, in the weekday, we have more of the impetus, more typically to return to Hashem mitachira. So he says, therefore, that when it says shav me ahava nas zedainus nas and kizuchuyais, that includes therefore the people who are self motivated, who have their own ahava. Those who have tshuva mitachira, there's also ahavas Hashem, but it's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them along toward having ahavas Hashem, and that's the meaning of ahavim nidava. But that means ultimately that it's true, like he said, he postulated, b'li ahava i'ef shel lashuv. Without some ahavas Hashem, how can it be that a person has returned? And finally, the next piece, Adani Avi Zikni Meir Rebbe Zal, Chedush Yerim said, B'Shem Harav Miparshischa, he says in the name of Rav Bunim, Al Mashakosav, V'Amar Al Ki'ena L'Kai B'Kiribi Mesun Yeharoi Sahila. A person, after experiencing, and Am Yisrael, after experiencing the most horrific, challenging times, the most awful destruction of whole communities, of so many lives lost, really the times of Hester upon him. The response might be al ki ein elikai bekirbi mitzuni harais eila, which can be interpreted to mean, I have left God, I have removed God from within my community and from within my life. I lived without God, and therefore these terrible things were done to punish me. Or it could mean that a person says, there is no godliness within me. Remember how earlier he said, every holy Yid has an Akuda Yisraelis. And that's what we are returning to. So Rav Bunim said, Ki nechshav lachet. If a person says, I look at myself, and I'm a chayte, and I don't believe that there is any holiness, I don't believe that there's a neshama tahira that was ever inside of me. There is nothing in me. I'm just like any other human being. There is no holy neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into me. So this person is a chayte for saying such a thing. Shetzarach kol ish yitzarach lahamin ki Hashem yizbarach bekir boy. Every Jew has to understand that there is an Hashemah Tahira, that is the holiness of Hashem Himself inside, within the human being, within the person's soul, within his life, in his essence. There is godliness. Umikal makam emesu kishi yesh hashras hashchina ein maganachri l'adam. When the Hashiras, it's true, however, that when the Shekhinah is with us, then you would be protected, and then there wouldn't, the calamities wouldn't befall us. Ein magen lachri l'adam. Nothing can harm a person if the Shekhinah is with the person. Kedichsiv ro'o kol amyaris kishem Hashem nikra l'acho v'yorim m'meka. Ach, ki ein elikai b'kirbi, kish adam neifel mi b'tchaynoi. If a person loses his betachin and doesn't believe, b'Hashem yisbarach, and he says, "Ein l'kai b'kirbi," then al yedei zeh mitzuni haroi sa'ela. So the pshat in the pasuk now, he's saying, is using the idea of Rav Bunim, that if a person says there is no holiness, there is nothing that is of holy, godly character within me, within us, within anyone, then that's the reason why al yedei zeh mitzuni harai zahila. That's the reason why such terrible things can happen. Not that he says there is no God necessarily, but says that there's no God that is in any way a part of what I am. There's nothing holy about me, nor should there be, nor need there be. That chet is the reason why mitzuni haroi sa'ela. Ulezois nichtav parsha zo. That's why the parsha is written, and that's why this parsha, this week, Vayelech, says this. Sheyichazek ha'adam atzma livtayach b'Hashem yisparach. A person has to strengthen his belief in Hashem. And strengthening belief in Hashem means looking in the mirror of one's own soul and saying, there is so much holiness that can and should and must be brought out from within me. Ula ha'amin to believe ki hu sheichen bekirbeinu. Ucha amar libi bakshufanoi. My heart says, look for me, search for me. For who? For me, for who? For the holy me that's inside of me. Acha, about you, amali mi bakshufanoi. My heart calls out to me and says, find me. And when you find me, that's tshuva. That's the meaning of that pasuk. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaychin bikir beinu, not amongst us, but within us. Every yid has the potential of recognizing and then growing and actualizing the holiness that is godliness itself within us. Val yedei zeh yeh hisgalus shmo yisparach aleinu. Through this will be revealed the Kadosh Baruch Hu in all of His glory throughout Am Yisrael. And then liyes nishmar, then we'll all be protected mikol tavara, from all bad things, chas v'chalila k'nizkel el, because then it'll be obvious. V'ro kol ami aras k'shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yorim b'neko. So tshuva is something that is from within. It's something that is this powerful movement within a person, and not to a being, and not to a force outside of the person. It's very much about that part of the universal good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with and for, that is within us, connects us to Him. It needs to be brought out, and it needs to be actualized. That's the magnet. That's the ingredient, the chemical that bonds the person to Hashem and to all that is good and worthy and to Olam Haba. But it needs to be brought out from within the person. It's there. If you believe it's there, and you know it's there, and you search for it, that's doing tshuva.